I thought that since there's a very powerful, I would say devastating reference in this parsha, in Parsha Shmos, devastating meaning to most of the world's belief system, and of course validating without any question to ours, I thought it would be kedai to speak about. We've been talking for quite a while now, Baruch Hashem, about ways and means and ideas to strengthen bitochen. Bitochen being the fundamental building block of influencing our lives and our futures, the world for that matter, and giving us a great measure of peace of mind, the menuchas hanefesh, in the process. There's issues, there's challenges, but there's menuchas hanefesh when we know that we can rely on Hashem, everything's in His hands, to the degree that we put our trust in Him, He responds. To the degree that we maintain our hope in Him, He responds. And these are all basic concepts that we've been attempting to develop over the years. But all of this is really based on another concept, another midah, which is the building block, which is the underlying source of all bitochen, and that is emunah. The lashon, the famous lashon of the Ramban in the Sefer Emunah Bitochen, his Sefer on Emunah Bitochen, is Kol habiteach ma'amin. Everyone who trusts Hashem must believe in Hashem, because if you don't believe, if you don't, the word that the Rambam uses and the word that we find reiterated in the Torah many times is, if you don't know about Hashem, about His existence, about His power, about His involvement with the world, about His midos of chesed and rachamim and hatova, then if you don't have that emunah, then in whom are you putting your trust? Why are you putting your trust in Him? If you don't know He exists, or you don't know He's trustworthy, or kind, or good, or powerful, then there's like no basis for your trust. So the emunah is really the foundation. The Ramban continues and says, "Avol kol ha'mami, kol ha, lav kol ha'ma, kol ha'ba, kol ha'beiteach ma'amin, lav kol ha'ma'amin beiteach." But not necessarily is every person with emunah trusting Hashem because Shem agor machet. Well, maybe I'm not worthy. So I believe in Hashem, and I know His powers, and I know His kindness, I know His benevolence, I know His involvement in our existence. But there's one thing that I really don't know, and that is whether I'm worthy. And if I'm not worthy, so even though He has all of these great qualities, but maybe I'm not deserving, and therefore I can't be relying on Him. So therefore, it's clear that without this, the basics of emunah, the whole parsha, the whole effort, the whole mitzius of trusting Hashem, is a no starter. It can't even begin. And therefore I thought that with a parsha which has such a powerful insight to really put things in perspective, I thought it would be appropriate to focus on that. Moshe Rabbeinu has a very rational response to Hashem. And Hashem tells him to go forth and tell Bnei Yisrael that I appear to you in the snare, and I have indicated to you that the time of the redemption has arrived, And you are my man, you are my shliach, you are the one who's going to orchestrate this this redemption of the Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's words were very simple. V'heim lo ya'aminu li. They're not going to believe me. Ma pitom that they should believe me. I come back and I say, hey guys, you know something? The Creator appeared to me in a private revelation. Nobody there to see or hear. No eyewitnesses, no ear witnesses, no witnesses. Nobody, just me. And he told me, time has come. Take me out of Mitzrayim. You're going to be my point man. Huh? Why should they believe him? On what basis? It's one man's word to believe that all of their life for the last 210 years is going to be turned upside down. I guess maybe call it downside up. And Mapito, who, what? It's private revelations lack any basis for credibility. One can choose to believe, or one can choose not to believe, but has no factual, no actual, no real indication one way or another. I've always marveled, how so many intelligent people who have formulated alternative religions, because everything is an alternative to Yahadus, which predated certainly the monotheistic religions and the likes of them, how they can formulate a religious belief and expect people to accept it, endorse the Bible, because the Christians certainly do that, and Islam, to a different way, does it, not literally or verbatim as the Christians do, but the Quran incorporates so many of the biblical stories and the biblical narrative. And yet, the Bible, right at the beginning of the book of Exodus, right for us to see, says there isn't credibility to a narrative that that's a proponent of a private revelation. Yet, that's what we have. There is no other claim in all of the history. Got here. Sorry. In the history of the religions of the world, of a claim of a public revelation, publicly the Creator clearly identifying himself with miraculous upheaval of all the laws of nature, as we witnessed in Mitzrayim. And these same millions of people gathering together, and the Creator speaks to them directly and says, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, Shehotzeicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember what happened in Mitzrayim? C'est moi. I speak a little French. That's me, right? That's me. I'm the one that did that. All those miracles. And and here I am, public revelation. And not just public revelation. Something else that's critical. Public. Please forgive me, I don't know. No, what? Public appointment of the leader, the teacher, of the prophet. Because the Torah tells us clearly, wow, that Hashem says, Hine onoichi boi lecho ba'avhe onan. I'm going to appear to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the thickness of the cloud. I'm coming to you. Ba'avur yishma ho'om bedabri imoch, that the nation should hear when I speak to you. And they'll believe in you forevermore. So this concept of public revelation and public miracles and public appointment, thank you, a public appointment of the leader, the spokesman, the prophet, the teacher, doesn't exist in any other religion. And here, in the introduction, the introductory verse, the introductory version of what begins all of these discussions, the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu has a very powerful piece of advice for everybody, and that is, discerning people will not believe a person who comes with an outlandish claim or a very radical claim and no basis to it other than a private revelation. So therefore, when we talk about Yadus as compared to other religions, we talk with a great level of confidence and pride as being the only one that has this concept of a public revelation, but not just a public revelation, but a public revelation to an entire nation. Thank you. All right. A public revelation to an entire nation who then continue to live on and to testify that which they saw to the rest of the world. So we have a very, very unique basis for building our bitochen, because our claim to divine public revelation is uniquely strong and powerful and different from everything else in the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself made it very clear at the beginning of his career that if this is going to be the basis for their acceptance of me as the prophet, and the prophecy that I have to convey to them is going to be this private revelation, we're in trouble, because people are not ready to accept that as a basis for life-altering, changing, critical, influential developments and changes in their lives. Okay, so, however, I thought I would take this directly from the words of the Rambam and see if we can't maybe develop a deeper sense of appreciation for it and see where it leads us. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, in the 8th perek, says famous words, it's well known, says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yehemino bo Yisrael mipnei ha'oisa she'osa. Moshe Rabbeinu was not believed as the official spokesman, Novi Hashem, because of the miracles that he did. Shahamamin al pi ha'oisais yesh belibo doifi she'efshe she'yase ha'ois belat v'kishuf. He says, one who believes on miracles, which is really what Hashem told him when he said, they're not going to believe me, I'm going to give you a few miracles that you could show them. He says, even that is not a belief for Moshe Rabbeinu as having been spoken to by the Creator, and we can therefore rely on him that his message is a message that's coming directly from Hashem himself. Why? Because maybe there's always room for doubt. Maybe you know, turn a rod into a snake, water into blood. I mean, there's tricks. You know, the Mitzrayim were able to do certain things also. Shehamamin al pi oisus yesh beliboy deifi she'efshe she'ose ois belat v'kishu. Could be he has some kind of trickery. Elo kol ha'oisus she'ose Moshe Rabbeinu b'midbar. All the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in the Midbar, he did not to validate his role as the prophet, as the one who speaks or acts in the name of Hashem, but rather out of necessity. Not to prove anything about his nevuah. The Mitzrayim had to go. Got to get rid of them. They're pursuing. We're trying to get out of Mitzrayim. They're pursuing us. So, the Yamsuf. He split the Yamsuf. We walked through, and they drowned. Sorachnu lemozoin. We had to eat in the midbar. Hori lono es hamon. That's why we have mon. Not to prove Moshe Rabbeinu. He led us into the midbar. He said, we don't have to worry about it. Hashem will take care of us. Then the mon comes. No. Only because we needed it. Tzomu bokol hemesah esau even. Split the rock in order to get water. A kofra boyadas kerach. Kerach was making trouble. So there was an earthquake that opened up and swallowed them up. V'chein shar kol oisus. And here comes the key. Uva meheminu boy. With what did they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? B'maymen Har Sinai. They stood at Har Sinai. She'enenu ro'u v'loi zor. Our own eyes witnessed. Not the stranger. V'ozneinu shomu v'loi acher. Our ears heard, not someone else's ears. Not hearsay. Ho'eish v'ha'koilois v'ha'lapidim. The fire and all of the koilos and the what took place there was overwhelming. The neshamas left them, and then they came back, and the experience was something that was clearly just beyond anything that a human being could imagine. V'uniga shel harofel, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the cloud. V'akol medaber elov. We hear the voice of Hashem speaking to him. V'onu shemim Moshe Moshe lechem or lehem kach v'kach. We hear Hashem, the millions of people hear Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe, please go tell them this and that. Tell them what they have to know. That's what the Pasuk says. How do we know that Maimon Har Sinai alone is the proof of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks truth, and therefore what he told them is true then, and what he told and what he taught to the entire Klal Yisrael is true, and the Sefer Torah that he brought to us, dictated verbatim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is true, and the Torah Shebaal Peh that he was taught at Har Sinai and then passed on to these Canaan and the future generations is true. How do we know? Shu Emes? Shein bo doifi, where there's no room for any hesitation. Shenemar hinei onoichi bo elecha ba'av he'onon. I'm coming to appear to you in the thickness of the cloud. Bavur yishma ha'om, bedabri yimoch, v'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilom. That the nation should hear, the people, the whole nation, the nation, not just individuals, millions of people, that when I speak to you, and they will believe in you forever. Michlal shekoydim dover zeh. That indicates that before Maimon Har Sinai, lo yehaminu bo ne'emunus shi oimedes lo'olam. They didn't believe in an emuna with an emuna that is permanent. Ela ne'emunus shi yesh acharei hiru machshava. But it was an emunus that has room for one to question. Now this Rambam is very, very strange. Because number one, he speaks about the Kriyas Yamsuf. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do Kriyas Yamsuf because Kriyas Yamsuf is not going to validate him as the Novi Hashem, right? But he did it only because they had to get through the Yam and get rid of the enemy who was pursuing them. But yet we know, and we say it every day, Hashem did these miracles. The Torah is made that at the Yamsuf, when they saw the miracles of the Yamsuf, they believed in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the Rambam talking about? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu b'mevnei oisus she'osu. And one of those oisus is Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Torah is made that Moshe Rabbeinu believed in Hashem and that Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem and in Moshe based on what they saw in Mitzrayim. Strange. Clearly from the Rambam, he doesn't say that that's not a basis for emuna, but he says Shamama piyosis yesh beliboy doifi sheefshar sheose ois belatvi kishuf. There's room in his heart for some question. Miracles, they're beautiful. But do I know? Maybe. I can't imagine. Of the magnitude of Kriyas Yamsuf, it's mind-boggling to think that such a thing could have happened through Kishif or through some type of sleight of the hand or some type of magic or some power that we have no idea what it's all about. No. But Lamaisa, it's possible. It's yesh, but she'efshar that could be. And that's what he says at the end. Michlal, she'kodim dova se lo yehemino bo yinemonos, she'hi oymedes le'oilom. Before Maimon Har Sinai, there was not an emunah bavur yishmo medabrimoch v'gamocho yaminu le'olam. Of course, the miracles of Mitzrayim created such a massive emunah Hashem. A tentative emunah was even created when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "They're not going to believe me on a private revelation." But if you could do one miracle, you turn the mate into a nochosh, and you turn the water into blood. Something's going on over here. But there's room to doubt the Chartumi. We're also able to do. And even on something the magnitude of Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Torah is made, V'aminu v'ashem v'mesha avdoi. Yes, of course it brought them to Emunah, but not to an everlasting Emunah. Not an Emunah shehi oymedes le'oilom. The only Emunah she had met Islam was eyewitness testimony. Millions of eyewitnesses who saw and heard and testified to their children, took the document that described all of these details and passed it down meticulously and accurately to this very day, with Sifrei Torah that are found all over the world, even by parts of Klal Yisrael that were separated for 1,000 and sometimes close to 2,000 years since the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Sifrei Torah are virtually identical. Mind-boggling. All of this together. the claim, the testimony, and the accuracy of the passing of the testimony, this creates an emunah shehi oymedes le'olam. Now, it's an amazing thing, the power of that emunah, because Vayar Yisrael se yudak dursh Hashem Mitzrayim. I could see what the Shifcha saw in Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, Yechezkel Hanovi didn't see benevuosoi. Not Shaykh. Zekeli vanveo, they were able to point with a finger, ke'ilu, that this is Hashem. Of course, they couldn't see him, but it was clear, b'chush. But yet, that's not permanent enough for the Emunas Yisrael. That's not permanent enough for Klal Yisrael to base a future. She'ein achareo hiru machshova. That's not permanent enough for us to build a bitochin upon that Emunah, which can give us the strength to face all of the challenges and difficulties of life with that total trust and reliance on Hashem, because millions of witnesses stood by Har Sinai, heard that every word. Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed as the official spokesman speaking the Dvar Hashem, and every word of Torah Shebichsav, and every tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh was passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu from generation to generation, and that gives us a strength of Emunah greater than anything that we saw in terms of miracles, because this was eyewitness testimony, not just seeing the expressed powers of Hashem and from that coming to the conclusion that this must be orchestrated by Hashem with the possibility of some question, but eyewitness testimony. We have a tradition that was passed down to us for 3,300 plus years from millions of eyewitnesses who witnessed, heard these events. They knew the Creator from the miracles they saw in Mitzrayim. They heard the Creator identify himself at Har Sinai and appoint Moshe Rabbeinu as his official teacher and spokesman and Novi. And this was passed down from generation to generation. And this is what we base our emunah and our bitochin on, the realizations that we as a nation, as eyewitnesses, experienced at Har Sinai. Different, categorically different, totally different from that which any other nation on the face of the earth claims or has ever claimed. And of course, if we wish to take this one step further, we can understand why no nation has ever made such a claim. Can't get away with such a claim. I can really say, now, I don't know if anyone here will believe me, but it's possible. The reason I was delayed tonight is because as I was driving, Hashem appeared to me, had a vision. It was a little scary as I was driving.
I believe it, though.
Well, what? You believe it?
I believe it's on my head. I'm with you.
Yes. Okay. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get into an accident. And I saw Hashem. In fact, I don't even want to describe to you all of the unique things that I heard, and I heard the voice of Hashem. And he told me, when you come into this house tonight, you better let people know. And I'm not going to tell you what he told. Let me know. You know, it's
did he tell you who's coming to the ship?
What?
Did he tell you who's going to be at
the ship? Oh, much more than that. Much more than that. Now, you could either believe me or not. All right? I have one believer over here. That's what it takes. You take one believer. Next generation, you get five believers. Next generation, you get 15 believers. And eventually, you develop a whole religion. No, but the truth of the matter is that it's flimsy. It's very flimsy. But if I came, and we only have a small group sitting here, but if I came, even this group, and I came and said, didn't you see what just happened? Didn't you see the chandelier levitating up and down? The table was dancing a kazatska into the other room and coming back. Everybody here, we were all standing, hanging by our feet from the ceiling, and we're looking down at the floor, and the water stood upside down, and the glass was upside down, and it didn't spill out. No. You saw it! Now go home and tell your children. It's the last time I'm going to be invited here. So, see, this is so different from any other credibility or incredibility that we have out there. And really, this is the lesson. This is the lesson that the Torah teaches us. And this is the response that Moshe Rabbeinu had to Hashem when he said to him, go out and tell them that I appeared to you. Private revelation. Heim lo yaminu li. And Hashem answered him that it's just temporary. This is a beginning. It will awaken them. They will consider it tentatively, but only at Ma'amid Har Sinai will it be finalized, where they themselves will be witnesses to Hashem speaking to them, to Hashem appointing you, Moshe, and that will be the basis, and that is the basis for Gam Becho Yaminu La'olam. So, when we search our texts for sources to strengthen our bitochen, we see so many promises in the Kisvei Kodesh, the Chof Dalet Kisvei Kodesh, and in Torah Shavuot Peh as well, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Baalei Bitochen, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the Baal Bitochen to be disappointed, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as David HaMelech said, Elokai b'cho botachti al evoisho, I trusted you, don't let me be embarrassed because I trusted you, and you'll let me be disappointed, I'll be embarrassed. Gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu, not only those that put their trust in you, but even those that put their hope in you. They didn't quite trust 100%, but they refused to give up hope. They put their hope, we're hopeful, we're not positive, we're not sure, we're not botuach, but we're hopeful. Gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu, they too shouldn't be embarrassed. And if we find in our Kisvei Kodesh, which are all part of the system of divine revelation, because we know that once Moshe Rabbeinu was validated as the Novi Hashem, other Nevi'im followed in his footsteps, and they too, Klal Yisrael, became based on Nevuah. Nevuah became something that it was a reality to us. We had Nevi'im that came after Moshe Rabbeinu, and throughout Nevi'im, and Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim, and later even Baalei Ruach HaKodesh, who maybe were not exactly Nevi'im, we have a different sense of communication with Hashem, because Hashem has initiated that communication, or actually crystallized that communication at Ma'amid Har Sinai in front of millions of eyewitnesses. Now, just to add just one nekuda, Because as long as we're talking about emunah, and we're really talking about yediyah, because yediyah is based on eyewitness testimony. Emunah sounds like more of a belief. The belief that we're talking about is more knowledge than belief. But I think that we have to point out something. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end, this is Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of his career. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his career makes a long speech reviewing all of the miracles that they experienced in Mitzrayim, the Yam, and in the Midbar, and everything that happened to them. In the middle of that speech, he says as follows, V'yodato hayoim, you know it this day. Know it this day. V'hashevo yisel avovecha, and return it to your heart. Ki Hashem hu elokim ha'shamayim mimal, v'aloros mitochas, einoid. Hashem is God. This is it. He's the one. He's all powerful. He's Elohim. He's the Shalit v'shefet on the whole world. And the question is, what's this v'hashevo yisel avovecha? You know it. Return it to your heart. Return sounds like you know it, but you lose it. You gotta return it. And the Targum actually says that's what it means. Usasuv lelibuch. Return it to your heart. I know it. I live these miracles. I had man for breakfast. How do I lose? What are you telling me? Return it to my heart. Have Hashivoisa is a loshen tmidis. Constantly return it, return it, return it, return it. Who could lose it? Who could forget it? Mela, you want to talk to later generations, but Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Dor Deo that lived in Mitzrayim, that lived in the Anani Akovoid, that lived with the Amud Esh at night, that ate man, that everything that happened to them, they lived only this idyllic, miraculous existence. You tell them, it's very easy. The heart pushes in many directions. We know there are really two chambers to our hearts. Biologically and anatomically, that may be a little different, but there's two chambers. There's the Yetzer Tov that pulls in one way, and the Yetzer Hara pulls in the other way. And the Yetzer Hara would like to blind us to Hashem Hu Elokim. And therefore, the Torah tells us, review it, return it, return it, return it, again and again and again. I once heard a Rav in Brooklyn, he's a Rav today in Brooklyn many years ago, he told me that he says he leaves his Rosh Hashiva's picture on his desk. And when he wants to battle or talk Lashon Hara or face or do something he shouldn't do, he takes the picture and he puts it face down. That's what we do to Hashem. Return it, return it, because the Yetzer Hara would like to help us to forget it. So we shouldn't be so bound to the performance of the mitzvahs. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, as much as you know, you know, but knowledge is also influenced by the heart. Anyone who thinks that the mind makes all the decisions is missing the essence of the human being. Our heart, our biases, our negias, our emotions, our midas, these are the things that influence the intellectual decisions that we make, and therefore they're not really intellectual, but they're influenced by our humanity. And therefore the Torah tells us, even you, even the Dor Deo, has to constantly review and review, because there is basis for the Yetzer Hara, despite the fact that we talk about an emuna shehi oimedes le'olam, but you must, because the Yetzer Hara will fight it. And therefore, there's an interesting Gemara. I just would like to conclude with this. The Gemara says, when it talks about all the simonim that Moshe Rabbeinu knew of the animals, the kosher animals, the treifa animals, and so forth. So the Gemara says, Otu Moshe Rabbeinu kenigi o blistri hoyo? Was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter or an archer or a zoologist? I don't know exactly what kenigi o blistri means, but something like that. Elo mikan tshuva le'omer ein Torah min hashamayim. Here's a tshuva, an answer for anyone who would say Torah is not min hashamayim. That if Torah was not min hashamayim, how do you explain the wealth, the endless wealth of information that we have in Torah, in the form of Nevuos, in the form of scientific information that no human being could have known at the time, in the form of futuristic information that no one could have known at the time, in the form of Hashem's control of the universe that would be impossible for a human being. How is that possible if Torah is not from Hashem and Hashemayim? And it's interesting, the Gemara does not say, here's how you know Torah is from Hashemayim. Mikan tshuva le'oimer in Torah min Hashemayim. Meaning, Torah min Hashemayim, this is how we know. There was public revelation and public eyewitnesses to the revelation and to the speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we know Torah min Hashemayim. But if you're the Yetzirah gets you a little bit, and you want to take the Torah min Hashemayim and go like this, so then mikan tshuva. The Torah is replete with information, levuah, scientific pronouncements. All it's Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaalpeh. We don't have the time for that now, obviously. And that would be the tshuva for anyone who gets a little shaky in this yediya and wants to be makayim v'ashivoisa elavavecha. I just want to conclude that we ran out. I don't have to give out here, but we have produced a whole series of videos, interesting videos. Actually, we have it on a USB, but we're getting a new shipment. But they're all on the Priority One website, priority-1.org, and really like nevuah that we find in the Torah that no human being could have known, scientific information that no human being could have known, and it serves as a very strong chizuk emuna. And when we're mechazik emuna, we are mechazik, we're strengthening the underlying base of all the bitochen that we need, we want, and we need to develop. And therefore, it's certainly kedai to invest some additional effort in this chizuk emunah as well.